So my college roommate is also one of my best friends. I'm still really good friends with her after all of these years, you know, and we don't see each other as much because she moved to Westchester, which is just outside New York City. And like she comes in the city, I see her. But for the most part, we're like on the phone. So I'm on the phone with her the other day. We're catching up. She's telling me all about like what her daughter is up to and stuff like that. Her daughter just graduated college and COVID was tough and blah, blah, blah. And we start talking about, you know, her daughter's in college and college years. And she said, you know, the worst thing is like my daughter has not been able to like date or, you know, get her groove on like we did in college. So it got us talking about some of the guys that we were with and some of the things that we were remembering. And I brought up this one guy that I dated for like a hot minute. He was like this frat guy. He was blonde and hot and all the women wanted him. He was like super cute. But the thing about him that I remembered, I said to her, he was the first Peroni I'd ever seen when I didn't even know what that was. I mean, now I know the name of it, but it's, you know, a penis that curves.
Okay. Never heard that, but all right.
Yeah, it's called a Peroni. It's a thing. It's a it curves. Now his curved towards him, which was weird. But you know, when you're in college, you make it work. So I tell her about
that's
him
like an issue now. I mean, that's you need to go to the doctor if you have that.
I know. I saw those commercials that now like it's it's a problem.
They have like a Red Hot Chili and they say, does yours look like this? then you call this number.
Right. Exactly. So I didn't know it was a problem. All the guys I've been with, which you know is a lot, that was the only one I'd ever seen. So I just thought it was one of these like genetic thing. He was born like that. I had no idea that there was like a problem there. So I start talking to her about it. I'm trying to describe it. She goes, oh, I know. And I was like, oh, have you been with a guy that has a Peroni? She was like, well, this guy's name is Eric. She's like, I slept with Eric. Wait, you slept with my boyfriend in college, Eric? Like when? Before me? After me?
During me?
She's like, yeah, you went home for Thanksgiving.
It was during you.
Yep. I went home for Thanksgiving and she stayed there for Thanksgiving and he stayed there for Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah. Game on.
Right. Yeah. It was then in Washington, D.C. So everybody was just like, DC is cool. You know, it's a good, if you don't feel like going home or you can't go home for whatever reason. So she did. So they hooked up. So the question is, all these years later, am I mad?
Why wouldn't you be? That's a broken trust. That's huge broken trust.
Well,
no, it is. I mean,
it wasn't, yeah.
She knew you were dating him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, she met him through me. That's not true. Sorry. She didn't meet him through me. Okay, here was her defense. He was in a fraternity. She was in a sorority. They both deactivated. I came from Cornell. So when I got there, it was sophomore year. So it was like they were starting over. No more fraternity, sorority. They knew each other and they had met there. So they were friendly because they knew each other through the Greek system, which was really big at Maryland. And then, you know, they ended up just like hanging out Thanksgiving, one thing leads to another, but they never, it was just that one time. I wouldn't have been upset if they had sex after me. Like, I don't even like, it's weird when your friend hooks up with somebody you hooked up with, like, that's just weird. But I don't know. It's funny. Like, in the gay community, especially in Washington, D.C., it's really a small community. So somebody inadvertently is going to hook up with somebody you've hooked up with because there's not a lot of options. There's not a lot of people. Yeah, the pot isn't that big. Not a lot of people are out, you know. So I knew that my friends that were gay ended up dating another friend's boyfriend or they were in a relationship now or just it happened. So it kind of made me a little more open to the idea that when you date somebody, your friend might date them also afterwards. And it's not weird, you know? But the fact that she slept with him while I was dating, and I came back after Thanksgiving. Granted, I didn't date him for much longer after that. It wasn't like it was a serious relationship. But, you know, I came back and I continued to date him, at least for another like month or so or whatever. And neither one of them ever said anything. I couldn't tell, like when they were together, it wasn't like, oh, they hooked up. There was none of that.
Not so, cool. You got to have a man code. I mean, if you don't have a man code that says right. you can't, no matter what, it doesn't matter how long, like the girl I dated all through high school, I can guarantee you none of my friends slept with her just because we have that code. You don't. And my friends wouldn't sleep with her now. You know, right. all these years later, they still wouldn't sleep with her because that's the man code. And that's how close we were with each other and each other's girlfriends. We wouldn't do that.
But it's so many years later. Like, she's married. I have my boyfriend. You know, she was a bridesmaid at my wedding. We've been through so much together. It's like all these years later. Am I mad? I didn't know if I should be mad or not. I wasn't quite sure how to feel. I was just, when she said it, I was really taken aback because I was like, wait, what? Say that again? When?
Yeah, that's not cool. I mean, I was
like, yeah, I know it wasn't cool, but you know, it's so many years later. And I don't know how to feel now. I don't know if I should be mad at her. I mean, it's okay. So I guess I couldn't trust her, but I didn't know that till now.
No. Would you let her stay at the house now? If you were not there, would you trust her to hang out with Joe?
Well, I hate to be like this, but she's not hot anymore.
Doesn't matter.
She isn't. She's not. No. She was smoking hot. In fact, one of the things that used to happen to me all the time in college is guys would get to know me just so they can meet her. Like, mm-hmm. she was that kind of hot. That like Margot Robbie hot. Like, guys would like befriend me and be like, can you introduce me to your friend? Like, they were really, and I got used to it after a while. But all these years later, my boyfriend would never go for her.
You still wouldn't let her stay at the apartment. I know you.
No.
If you came down to Charlotte for a week and she had to stay at your apartment with Joe, you would not be cool with that. I know you.
Joe would never be interested in her in a million years.
I'm just saying you wouldn't be cool with it. And that's the thing, that if I found out right now that Rick slept with my girlfriend back then, I would be pissed.
I'm supposed to be pissed?
Yeah.
But okay,
I would call her and go, what the fuck? And she'd be like, who the hell is this? And I got to explain to you who this is. But no, I'm pissed. I'm mad.
So should I find him?
Yeah.
And yell at him?
Yeah, dude.
Hi, seriously? Remember me?
Remember me? You hook. Really? I wasn't out of the apartment for a minute. I went to go get my keys downstairs and you slept with her?
Wait, so should I track him down and yell at him now all these years later?
You should. Why wouldn't you?
Because he'd be like, why do you care? That's what, if this happened to me, if a guy called me and said, I heard that you hooked up with my roommate in college, I'd be like, who is this?
Right.
Why do you care? Get some psychological help, and I would hang up on that.
Yeah, I just think you guys were really close friends.
Well, we still are. She's like one of my best friends.
That's not cool.
I only had 5 bridesmaids. I had a giant wedding, and I had like 4 bridesmaids. She was one of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's been one of my best friends for all these years, and she just told me this. So I don't know. I wasn't. She's like, are you mad? Like, don't be mad. It's all, why would you be mad now? Why would you care now? Like, she waited all these years to tell me. It's almost like when you hang out with your parents, you're like, remember that weekend that I told you I was sleeping at Lori's house?
And my parents would still be pissed.
But that's okay.
They would ground me now.
If I said to my mom, like, I didn't sleep at Lori's house, I slept at David's house.
Yeah, they would be pissed.
Would they all these years later?
Yes, my parents would be. They would be.
I don't know. To what end? To what end? What? Ground you?
They like, would
what,
try to ground me. They would not talk to me for months, which they don't anyway. But no, it's like somebody like Rick, who knew every single thing about me. There was nothing dreams and everything about my life and how I felt about every single girl. And we had those types of conversations. For him to do that to me would destroy me now.
Okay, so should I stop talking to her? It sounds like she's been okay. Let's say she told me about it back then and I got pissed then and I stopped talking to her, and then years passed and she called and said, can we make up? I miss you. It's been a lot of years. And then we made up and she's been a true blue friend ever since. What's the difference if that happened or if she tells, she's been a great friend, like since the time,
she's held except us for the back time from you,
except
all
for the time
years
that she slept with my boyfriend. She has been a great friend.
No, she's had this underneath her chin for all these years. She's held it right from you. She held it from you on your wedding day.
Well, why would I want to know my wedding day? I was marrying someone else.
But she had that big of a secret. That's a huge secret to me.
Listen, if she slept with the man I was marrying, that's different.
She probably did. Sean Lee probably hit it the night before.
Not in a million years. No, she's not his type either.
No, I mean, I have to have that much trust in you if you're that good of a friend. And to betray me, I could never live that down.
Well, I'm not going to be mad at her. I'm not going to stop talking to her. But it has changed my opinion about her. Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely feel differently about, like, if she called me and asked me a favor now, I'd be like, if I really can.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm busy that day. Or I would have an excuse why I can't do what she wants me to do.
Yeah, David said that girl's not your friend. Snip, snip, cut her out. See, but David's a good friend of you. He wouldn't do that to you.
But hang on a minute. She has been a really good friend to me for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to dismiss her because of one thing that she did in college?
But that was a huge, to me, that's a huge thing. Huge.
But she wouldn't do it now.
I don't know. She didn't have any morals then. What, did she grow morals since college?
Yeah, listen,
she did.
We all did stupid stuff in college. Do you do the same stupid stuff you did when you were 19? No.
But if I was in that position, maybe I would. Morals don't change.
It grossed me out, but I'm not going to stop being her friend. I'm sorry. She's been a good friend. I'm not going to be without. I don't have a lot of good friends.
His fishhook wee wee into her.
Well, that was the weird thing. The weird penis, the Peroni. Like, she wanted to be with the Peroni. That's maybe because I talked about it too much and she was like, let me try that.
You told her about it and she was intrigued.
Yeah.
That's not a friend. That's evil. That's Melrose Place crap right there.
Again, if it happened when we were 25, I would be like, yes, I'm done with her. But it happened when we were like 19. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you're in college, anything goes. People do stupid stuff in college.
Can't trust her. Can't trust her with Joe.
It's definitely changed my trust level of her, but I'm not going to throw her out as a friend. Like I said, she's been a really good friend ever since. Like, she's been amazing ever since. Like, she's really gone out of her way for me many, many times. Like, I don't know what I would do without her in certain circumstances.